Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Yes, this is Reading the Word. So glad to have you along with us. What we're doing right now is we're examining Psalm 119, arguably the most beautiful passage of Scripture that we have. Every verse somehow refers to the Word of God. 175 of them directly do that. We'll get to that a little bit later. What we're doing, though, is we're opening the Bible, we're reading it, and we're seeing what it says. Not throwing in preconceived notions, but letting the Word of God speak for itself. We're studying this psalm in 22, 8-verse sections. This is the ninth study of Psalm 119 that we're doing. I hope you have been enjoying them. And all of them are online at my website, by the way, thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. That's thejustinreedshow.com/readingtheword. If you've missed one or you want to listen to one again, I'd encourage you to share that with anybody that you think might benefit from that. We're studying them the way they're laid out in the Bible in 22 8-verse sections. Each 8 verses begin with a specific letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and all 8 verses kind of go along the same theme. We're in the middle of the calf section, which is the 11th section of Psalm 119. We're ready for verse 87, so I'm just going to read the last 2 verses as we're examining them, and then we'll continue moving. Psalm 119, 87. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Now they, who's they? Go back to verse 85. Those are the proud that have dug pits, trying to get the psalmist to fall off. Not all together, but almost they had gotten him. Verse 88, quickening there is linked to the Lord's loving kindness. The psalmist will keep the end of the bargain. He says, I will keep the testimony. God, you keep your end. And we know God has kept every promise that he has made to his children. Well, let's continue reading as we begin our 12th section. That's Lamed. But before we do Lamed, I want to tell you congratulations. We are at the halfway point of Psalm 119. There are 22 sections, and we've crossed from 11 to 12. Lamed's verses 89 through 96. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Well, Lamed, here in the King James Version, or Lamed with an H on the end, if you're reading from the American Standard of 1901, the Lamed character in the Hebrew alphabet almost looks like a question mark, except it doesn't have the dot at the bottom of it. It just has the hook, almost a little lowercase L. Verse 89, we see it's evidence that there is great power in the Word of God. When Paul wrote to those in Rome, in Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Hebrews 4 and verse 12, the Hebrew writer says, For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We see when Peter writes in 1 Peter 1, 23 and 25, he talks about the enduring nature of the Word of God. But being born again, verse 23, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. But the Word of God endureth forever. And this is the Word by which the gospel is preached unto you. God's Word is not going anywhere, no matter how much people try to get rid of it. I'm reminded of Jehoiakim back in the Old Testament, one of the last kings of Judah. He tried and tried and tried to destroy the prophecies that Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, had given. In Jeremiah 36, we find out it didn't work. Diocletian was a Roman emperor. He tried and tried and tried, history tells us, to get rid of the Word of God. It didn't work. Ingersoll tried the same thing. Brethren, there are many people in our very area that are trying to get rid of the Word of God, and it will not work no matter how much they try. Here we see in verse 90, God is faithful, and it's unto all generations. Now, this earth is not eternal. We need to remember that. He says, thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Literally in the Hebrew, he says, it standeth. It's not going to live forever. This world is not meant to live forever, and we're not meant to live forever on this earth. The Bible does not teach that. People are trying to believe that, but that's a thought that is foreign to the Word of God. Verse 91, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Well, great commentary on this is Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 13, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Also Colossians 1, 15 through 17, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, and that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible, invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. This world would not exist without God. Verse 93, he says, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. He would never forget. Why? Because he's made alive. That's what quickened means. He says, I've been made alive by the word of God, therefore I'm not going to forget it. There is no spiritual life that is separate and apart from the word of God. Hey, let's take us a quick break. I hope you'll join us on the other side of this break. We're going to pick up with verse 94 of Psalm 119.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Oh, thank you for sticking around. This is Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. I am honored that you are spending some of your afternoon with me. We're in Psalm 119, verse 94. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. Here we see a spiritual ownership. God being the owner, and the psalmist is the one that is being owned. Now, if the psalmist were preaching this psalm, he might couple this, or he might ask whoever's leading singing right before he gets up to speak to have them lead the song, I am thine, O Lord. Fanny J. Crosby wrote the words, and W.H. Doane wrote the musical notation to it. It goes, I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. That's the same idea the psalmist is getting at when he says, I am thine, save me. Verse 95, look at this. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. His enemies, as if it were, have waited to assassinate him. They've been one step behind him, plotting his demise left and right, and it did not work. Regardless of the plans of the wicked, though, the psalmist says, I am still going to be faithful to the Lord. And I think that's a great takeaway lesson for us. No matter what those that are enemies, those that don't like it when we go to church, when we read the Bible, when we pray, when we do what God wants us to do, we don't care what they're doing because we're going to be faithful to what God has said. Well, let's keep our study going. Grab your Bible and let's read the Mem section verses 97 through 104 of Psalm 119. Oh, how I love thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. This is the mem section. It looks like the letter M, if you can imagine that. As we look at verse 97, oh, how I love thy law, it is my meditation all the day. Psalm 1 and verse 2, in his meditation doth he, in the word, doth he meditate both day and night. The psalmist is not afraid to come out and to declare his love for the word of God. He knows that God's word is true, faithful, just, and that's what he needs to believe. You know, verse 98 reminds me that I could really probably do an episode of this series on every verse in Psalm 119. It could be a sermon in its own right. But here he says he's wiser than his enemies through the word of God. Now, here's your grammar lesson. My mother's an English teacher, so I love grammar lessons. Who is the antecedent of they? There in verse 98. Who does that follow after? They are ever with me. Well, some people think it's his enemies, and although that is true, grammatically speaking, it's actually referring to the commandments of God. Back at the first part of that verse, so he says, even though my enemies are always here, guess what, God? Your word is always here as well. Verse 99, he talks about having more understanding than his teachers. Now, teachers are not always the ones that know the most information. And that's not putting down teachers, because I'm attempting to teach you something right now. I think about the great N.B. Hardeman, who helped found Freed Hardeman College, now University out in West Tennessee. It was said that he knew more than his teachers. H. Leo Bowles, who was a well-known, respected biblical author. I have his The Holy Spirit book sitting right here to my right at my desk. He was a great scholar, a great Christian, but he said that of B.C. Goodpasture, who was his student. He said his student knew more than he did. It was said the same about Guyon Woods, of David Lipscomb, of all these great preachers and teachers of days gone by. Why? Because they knew a lot, but then the people they taught, they knew more. Because they keep applying it, studying it, and reading it. Verse 100 talks about the ancients. Literally in Hebrews, that in Hebrew, that means the writings of older men. Those that had lived a long time, had a degree of wisdom, and a good amount of knowledge. Persistency in meditating on the word allowed this great accomplishment that he has. He's spending a lot of time in the word of God. Verse 101, we see a positive and a negative back to back. Negative, knew not what to do. Positive, refraining his feet from evil. Look what he says. I have not departed. Well, that's verse 102. 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. Makes me think of what James writes, James chapter 1 and verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Verse 102, he is quick to give credit where credit is due. Why? For thou hast taught me. Verse 103, truth was an exciting experience to his taste buds. This is why or how I can preach a sermon and somebody will come up and say that was the best sermon they've ever heard me preach, and the person behind them in line can say, I didn't really enjoy that sermon there, Brother Justin. I don't know what it was. We all have different tastes. Sweeter than honey, though, makes me think of Jonathan. Jonathan was weary in 1 Samuel 14 and verse 27. But Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people with the oath. Wherefore he put forth the end of the rod that was in his hand, dipped it in a honeycomb, put his hand to his mouth, and his eyes were enlightened. Dropped down to verse 29. Jonathan said, my father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes had been enlightened, because I tasted a little bit of this honey. The psalmist says, how sweet are the words of thy mouth to my taste. Sweeter than honey to my mouth. Verse 104, error is not on par with truth. Psalm 45 and verse 7, thou lovest righteousness, hated wickedness. Therefore God thy God hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows, coupling that with Hebrews 1, 8, and 9. But he, unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Brethren, this is my closing statement for this section. I hope you hear it. We cannot love truth as we should unless we hate evil as we ought. One more time. We cannot love evil as we should, or we cannot love truth as we should if we do not hate evil as we ought to do. And that's a good place to stop. Lord willing, I hope you'll join me next time as we'll examine the none section of Psalm 119. May the good Lord bless you and keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.